I want to preach. Why don't you turn your Bibles to John 14? Stand with me while we read, and like make sure you're awake at the beginning of the message at least. It's nice to stand to read your Bible. Don't think you have to necessarily. Matter of fact, most of the time I read mine while I'm sitting down, but at home, you know. John chapter 14. Jesus says in verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And I'm going to preach on heaven this morning. And before you close your Bible, I'll have you turn to another passage. One of my favorite things in this passage here is back in verse 2, the end of the verse where Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Maybe turn over into Hebrews chapter 12. And I'm going to read just a couple verses there. Hebrews 11, of course, records the life of and faith of many of the Old Testament saints and what all they did for God. Then considering them in heaven, Hebrews 12, 1 begins by saying, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God." Thinking about in verse 1 there, where it says we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I'm going to preach on heaven this morning. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you for the church. Thank you for fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ. And even though we don't see each other much, we can enjoy fellowship because of what we have in common in serving you and loving you and trying to work through the struggles of life with a perspective on eternity and heaven and eternal values. Pray that you'd be with the message this morning. Give wisdom, direction, power as I preach. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go ahead and be seated. And I just want to teach a little bit about heaven. I enjoy heaven. I haven't been there. I enjoy talking about it. I enjoy thinking about it. Heaven's going to be a wonderful place. And We were traveling one summer, and been doing this is our 10th summer. I'm not sure how it came up, but anyhow, one of the girls in the group, we're talking about blessings or things like that of the college, or anyhow, she said, "Well, Brother Jorgensen, one thing, since I've gotten to college and been living in the dorms and going to classes at Commonwealth, now I'm looking forward more to going to heaven." And she said, "Wait a minute, that didn't sound real good, did it? I want to get out of here and go." But she said, "What I mean is, heaven's more real to me, and I anticipate going there more than I used to before I came to Bible college." And that's a good thing. We talk about heaven, we sing about heaven, we think about it a little bit. Seems like sometimes about the only time we really think about it maybe is when somebody passes on, somebody dies. We hear about it briefly at a funeral, and other than that, we don't really do a whole lot with it. But I'd like to challenge you, remind you, maybe give you some teaching this morning, things that you know and so on. But let me start off by pointing off, number one, heaven is a place. I mean, it's a real place. A lot of times, I think Brother Hiles used to use the phrase, we picture heaven as a place, kind of where we're up in clouds and you got angels and whatever and so on, and sprinkling spoofle dust was a phrase he used to use around here and there, and it's just kind of some spooky, ethereal. But according to the Bible, heaven's a place. It's a real place. And I look forward to going to different places. I look forward to coming here. You drive around here, you see the beautiful flat lands, a little bit of hills here and there, the corn, the wheat, the different crops and the trees and the blue skies. You say, boy, that's a pretty area coming up here around Jasonville. And you know, you get to heaven, according to the Bible, there's trees there too. There's gates and streets. Streets here are okay. Sometimes you walk across the gravel and you think, man, is this scuffing up my shoes or whatever, you know? And so on. Heaven, man, they paved the streets with gold. Thought about bringing in a gold bar or something, but I forgot to ask Brother Ross to bring one out of his safe. And if we had a gold bar here, you'd keep it in a safe. You wouldn't leave it laying around the house, leave it laying on a pew. Heaven, they paved the streets with it. There's streets. Somebody said, maybe heaven streets begin on earth. You know, you start driving west on 54. Would that carry me all the way over to the Illinois state line? Go past 41, or does it carry me over to the Illinois state line? And the street doesn't end there. You just keep driving a little bit, and there's a little sign that says, "Welcome to Illinois." Some of these state roads you've been on, just, you know, the little bitty signs, if you see one at all. Sometimes the pavement may change a little bit from dark black to light gray or something. And, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, here you're on 54 and you're in Indiana and you just keep going. Now you're in Illinois. Heaven's not going to be that much different than here. I mean, you got up this morning, you got ready, you came to church. Someday you're just going to move on over to heaven. There's going to be streets there. There's trees there. There's houses there. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions." And somebody said, "Oh, Brother Jorgensen, you got to understand, those aren't really mansions. Those are just little dwelling places." Well, you pick where you want to live. I'll pick where I want to live. It's in heaven. It's going to be pretty wonderful. And I don't know how big it's going to be. There's plenty of room up there. I don't know how big it's going to be. I don't think it's going to matter necessarily how big it's going to be or how fancy it's, but it'll be fancy. It'll be nice. And, you know, you get into some places. I don't know how many nights my wife and I have a nice house there in Lexington. We're probably out of the house, I don't know, 75 nights a year on the road, different places. We do take vacations sometimes, see our kids and grandkids and things like that. In summer, eight weeks or so, and then vacations. Anyhow, we're gone quite a bit. And you get into some places that are big rooms, but they're pretty plain. You get in some places that are small rooms, but they're pretty nice. And you get in, but heaven's, I don't know, heaven's going to be great. And it's a place. There's river of life flows through there. Somebody said, "Do you think there'll be fishing there?" I don't know. But whatever you want, you know, maybe your desires or my desires will change a little bit to heaven when I get to heaven. And what I think is important or what I think I would want to do while I'm here on this earth will change a little bit when I get to heaven. You know, some of you are thinking, "Well, you know, I love fishing. I hope I can fish in heaven." And I don't know if there'll be fishing in heaven or not. I don't think the Bible says. But Ross, he doesn't know either. And I don't think it says. But I think if that's something you, when you get to heaven, you'll be totally happy, whatever you're doing. And it's a place. We enjoy going to different tourist attractions. We were in Dallas a couple weeks ago with the girls, and 3 weeks ago, went to the George Bush Museum Library type thing there. They had one place in the foyer, kind of, where you come up and they, you know, I don't know, probably 20, 30-foot ceilings. And up on the wall around the outside there, they were projecting a very detailed, interesting video. And it changes and shows the country and different things and people and so on. And it was just neat. So everybody's standing there in the lobby going like this. And it goes all the way around. You get into other places, they had a exact replica of the Oval Office there, as it was when President Bush was there, same size, same replicas of furniture and so on. I sat behind the chair and the desk in the Oval Office, got my picture taken, and so I show it to the girls, say, now remember who's boss now. Thought about showing it to my wife, but I'm not going to try that. But you go in, you know, and you look around. Heaven's going to be so much more wonderful than any place you could go here on earth. Like the song, you know, some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is a light. We tour stuff down here. Can you imagine touring heaven? You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright, with Jesus, the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with him I will ever abide. Here on earth we have troubles that to us seem so heavy, and they do. But in heaven no one will be sad. Mom and Dad will be singing. My dad did get saved. Brother Hiles personally led him to the Lord 4 months of the day before his funeral. Mom was saved a long, long time. Mom and Dad will be singing. Heaven's praise will be ringing for the dearest friend I ever had. Heaven's a place. It's a real place. And, you know, it's a wonderful place. Heaven's better than anything down here. I like Dr. John R. Rice's little booklet on heaven. And he talks in there, he says, you know, as Christians down here on earth, we talk a lot about the glories of heaven and how wonderful it'll be, and we sing songs like the one I quoted and so on. And then when somebody passes away, we act as if it was all a sham. We cry about the horribleness of it and how tragic it is that somebody should be taken from this life so young and he didn't have the opportunity. Look, heaven is always a step up. Quoting Dr. Rice, or nearly quoting him, he says, there's nobody who goes in the strength of his youth who would, if he could, come back to live out the best life he could have imagined and the best dreams and hopes he could have fulfilled down here. Heaven's always an improvement. Now, we miss people when they go. I don't mean we're not sad. 1 Thessalonians says we sorrow not as others that have no hope. You and I have hope. We'll see him again. We had the what we call a tragedy. The Avalar car accident in our church there happened in Texas 4 weeks ago, I think three weeks ago Saturday. And dad and three sons killed in a car wreck. Mom and grandma and a 11, 12-year-old daughter seriously injured. We sat last Saturday morning, and some of you are undoubtedly there at the funeral, and we sat at a church lobby in Louisiana. We couldn't get there on Saturday morning, watch funeral live stream, four caskets lined up across the front of the church. And you think, you know, I mean, teenage, 17, I don't remember the age, 17, 14, 8 or something, the three boys, dad in his 40s. You think how sad. But, you know, all four of them are happier. They've got it better in heaven than they had it here. They're better off. And there's no one who would, if they could, come back and say, oh, wait, you could come back and, you know, heaven's always better. Now, we miss them here. I'm not saying we don't miss them. But heaven's real. And everybody that goes is better off when they're there than when we act as if we kind of think that heaven's maybe like a nice old folks' home. That maybe this is how we think. Read it in Dr. Rice's booklet and thought, yep, that's me. Used to be. Try to look at it differently. We feel like maybe when somebody's used up all the joys of this life, and their body's getting old, and their body doesn't work anymore, and their mind's getting feeble, maybe their kids don't really want them anymore, and they're more of a burden than they are a blessing, then I guess maybe if I get to that point in my life, I guess maybe moving to heaven would be okay. But if I'm young and healthy, then it'd be heaven's always a step up. Heaven's not just, you know, a glorified old folks' home. Heaven's always an improvement. And heaven is a place. It's a wonderful place. Heaven's my permanent home. You know, we move around down here. Many of you here have been in one house longer than I ever have. So, I mean, how many of you live in the same house more than 30 years? Several of you. We never got close to that. Now, we worked 23 years in Hammond, which I feel like, well, that's a pretty long time. But not for you folks, it's not. But there we lived in an apartment and then a house and then another house and then another house. So I guess we had four different dwelling places there in that 23 years. Two different ones in California. We're in our third place to live. We rented an apartment and then a little house and now a bigger house. Third place in Lexington in 13 years. Move around. Heaven's going to be, I don't like moving. But heaven's going to be my permanent home. We'll stay there and just stay. And I'm looking forward to getting there. I'm looking forward to moving there. I'm looking forward to being with loved ones. You get to heaven, you're going to see. You're going to recognize and know your loved ones. Somebody asked Dr. Rice, do you think you will know each other in heaven? Dr. Rice said, do you know each other here? Oh, yeah. Do you think you're going to be any dumber in heaven than you are here? You'll know each other in heaven. People will be recognizable. Moses and Elijah came back to the Mount of Transfiguration and they were still individuals and recognized by the apostles. Exactly how they recognized, I hadn't seen them before. I don't know exactly how they recognized them, but they knew who they were. You'll see your loved ones again. It'll be a time of reunion and we'll get to be with loved ones. David talked about when his baby boy died, he said, he won't come back to me, but I'll go to him. You have an infant that died? Think, will I see him again? Sure. Every infant that dies goes on to heaven. King David said when his baby boy died, not even a year old, he said, he won't come back to me, but I'll go to him. I'm going where he is. Well, David went to heaven. Right? So if he's going to him, then David's saying, that baby's in heaven. You lost a baby, an infant. And some of you say, too young, get saved. They're in heaven. You look forward to seeing them again and having a reunion. I'll give my age away here. We went to my 50th high school reunion last year in Wisconsin. Going to my wife's 50th high school reunion. She graduated at 10. 50th high school reunion this summer down in Chattanooga. And reunions are fun, and you got to wear tags so everybody knows who you are and so on. And you meet people, and I don't know, I gave out a lot of tracts and so on at mine and tried to witness some. And heaven's going to be a great reunion. Looking forward to seeing people in heaven. Abraham, all the Old Testament saints when they died, not all of them, but many of the Old Testament saints when they died, it says they were gathered to his people, or he went to his fathers. When he's gathered to his people, that means they're together up there. You got a grandma, grandpa, people in heaven, people that have passed away, they're born again Christians. You're going to see him again. You'll recognize him, be able to sit down and talk with him. Heaven's real. It's going to be a wonderful place. And again, it's fun to go around and look at different things down here. Can you imagine going around heaven? And we enjoy, my wife and I do especially, some of the natural beauty and getting to different places where you say, wow, look at the mountains or look at the coastline or things like that. All the beauty of heaven is going to be great. And we'll get to see people that you love. You'll get to see, most importantly, I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus. We anticipate getting to see people down here. And the Damarises surprised Sarah. She didn't know they were coming. But I imagine Brother and Mrs. Damaris were thinking while they were driving over here, we're going to see Sarah. We haven't seen her maybe they weren't real eager. It's been 5 weeks since we've seen her, 4 weeks, whatever it's been. We're looking forward to seeing her. I know when we go out and see our children and grandchildren, looking forward, we're going out to Oregon to see our daughter and her husband and their three kids out there. We see them about once a year and been anticipating it for a while, looking forward to going again. Yet we anticipate getting to see people we love down here. I want to anticipate, look forward to seeing Jesus. Been serving him a long time down here. I've never seen him. Well, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his matchless grace. It'd be good to be able to sit there and look at Jesus. Heaven's real. It's not a bunch of angels on clouds sprinkling spoofle dust, and you don't have to earn your way there and earn your wings by doing good and all that kind of stuff. You know, out of movies, man. Heaven, you go to heaven, you're there. You're there as a person. You're there recognized. You're there. Now that I think people in heaven know what's going on earth. That's the story there in Hebrews 12. I think we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I think Paul is referring back there into the chapter 11, all the different saints from the Old Testament who had died and they'd gone up to heaven. He's thinking about the Olympic Games or the different contests there where you'd have a stadium full of spectators watching what was going on the court or on the field or whatever. And, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I think people in heaven know what's going on here. Again, Moses and Elijah, when they came back at the Mount of Transfiguration, knew that Jesus was on his way to Calvary. They even knew what was about to happen beyond that. Luke 15, 7 and 10, I think, talks about there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Look, you can't be happy about it if you don't know it. So they must know what's going on down here, at least some. And I think people in heaven are watching and know what's going on down here. I'm just trying to bring heaven and earth a little bit closer together for you today. People in heaven know what's going on down here. They watch and observe. When our kids were younger, my older boy wrestled. My daughter was a cheerleader. Our younger boy played basketball on a high school team up at Hammond Baptist. We were sitting, I don't know if you've been to bleachers there in Hammond or not, but they've got the court, and then the bleachers start up maybe 8 feet above the court, and they rise up from there. And so when you're in the grandstand, you're really looking down on the court, in Hammond, high school court there at least, and you're up there. My wife and I went, to most all our son's games. We were sitting there one night, and Pat Freeney, who was assistant pastor at a neighboring church, came in, saw him there. Pat and I had gone through seminary together down at Tennessee Temple back in the day when Dr. Lee Robertson was running it. Studied through the night half the time, trying to get ready for finals and systematic theology and things like that. It was good to see you. And Pat, how you doing? What are you doing here? And what brings you in? We just didn't run across each other much. Busy and so on. We're watching the game, kind of. And he says, well, I came because my daughter's one of the cheerleaders. And he pointed her out down there. I said, well, I came. We're here because my son's the point guard. See him down there, number 10. Isn't he good? Look at that play. And we're sitting up in the grandstand watching our kids down there. And heaven, I don't know if my mom and dad aren't up there saying, hey, see that fellow down there at Blessed Hope? That's my boy. He's doing good, isn't he? My mama thinks I'm doing good, even if you don't. I mean, heaven's real. People watch and know what's going on. Yeah, Luke 15, 7 and 10, they rejoice when people get saved. You can't rejoice if you don't know what's happening. And we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Heaven is a real wonderful place. I will live there forever. Be my permanent home. Won't be ready for it. You know, and we think, I'm 20. And believe it or not, I remember being young. And, you know, the girls will talk sometimes, I think did again last night. Oh, there was this couple we were with, they were really old, like 35, and then they'll catch themselves and say, oh, I mean, because we passed 35 a while back. And, but, you know, where was I? You know, we think, you know, you think when you're 20 and 25, well, I know I'm going to die someday, but it's really not a part of your thought process. You get up in your 60s and so on, and I suppose beyond that, you know, you start thinking, yeah, I'm going to die. It's more a part of your thought process. But none of us really know when it's going to happen. That Avalar family talked about a minute ago, driving down a two-lane highway, I guess like out in front of the church here. Somebody was going to, car in front of them was going to turn left, so they waited, stopped and waited behind the car in front of them that was waiting on a semi coming the other direction to pass. So the car in front of them could turn, am I making sense? The car in front of them could turn left and they were going to go straight. Person behind them was texting. Not paying attention, rammed into the back of the Avalar's car, knocked him over in front of the semi while he was sitting there, stopped. Dad and three boys in heaven. I mean, you don't know. None of us know. We think, we went by and saw the 11-year-old girl yesterday, my wife and I, and she's in a rehab hospital in Lexington and amazingly well. And but you don't know when your life's going to change. As far as that goes, Jesus could come today. I preached on that last time I was here. We could all go together. That'd be wonderful. I want to live with eternity's values in view. I want to live for heaven. I want to rejoice. Heaven, it's real. I want to lay up treasure over there. The Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Start trying to think about what you can put up in heaven. It'll help your heart to be there. Be able to think on eternal things. And then, you know, in with that, I mentioned again, you want to make sure you're going. If you'd been in that car, would you be in heaven today? You want to be able to answer that with a solid yes, not I hope so. The Bible says you can know for sure. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Wonder while we're here this morning first if there's somebody that would say, Brother Jorgensen, I don't know if I'm going to heaven or not. If I'd been in that car wreck, I don't know if I'd have gone or not. I want to go to heaven, but I don't know if I would. I'd like to pray for you if that's your situation. Would you raise your hand? I want to go to heaven, but I'm not sure I would. Would you raise your hand? I'd like to pray for you. Anybody at all? We've got some visitors here, not sure. Anybody else? See one? Anybody else? Just a minute. You can put your hand down. I'll pray for you in a moment. Here's a second down here. Anybody else? I want to go to heaven, but I'm not sure I would. Okay. I wonder if God's spoken to some hearts this morning and said, Brother Jorgensen, I'll start living more for heaven. Message was a challenge to me. The thoughts there from Sunday school this morning. I'll spend more of my life emphasizing eternal values instead of what's down here. God spoke to my heart somewhere. I'd like to pray for you. Would you raise your hand? I see several, many hands around the auditorium. Anybody else? Let's stand with heads bowed and eyes closed. In a moment, I'll pray. After I pray, the pianist will begin to play. If you raised your hand, not sure of heaven, come down and meet Pastor Ross here. He'll have somebody show you out of the Bible how you can know you're going to heaven. Others of you, if you raised your hand, I'd invite you to come down and kneel here at an altar and just seal some decisions. Father, thank you that someday we're going to be in heaven. Every one of us can go. It's simply a matter of trusting Christ. Pray for the few that are here this morning, not sure they get it settled. And then pray for all of us, God, to live with eternity's values in view. Looking towards heaven, thank you for the reality of it and the joy that those have that are already there. Help us to live for that day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.